When Macca talks, Cairns listens. John McKenzie, the local you know. For Pacific Toyota, better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
You know, I was stunned this morning when I picked up the Courier Mail and read these words. Former Queensland politician and Order of Australia recipient Vaughan Johnson is being remembered as a hard-working politician and a great man. Mr. Johnson, who passed away over the weekend at 75, was born in Bourke in 1947. He worked as a grazier and contractor before trying his hand at politics as a councillor in the Western Queensland town of Quilpie. He spent over 25 years in state parliament as the member for Gregory from 1989 before retiring in 2015. He held several shadow cabinet positions during his time in politics, as well as transport minister from 96 to 98. That would have been the Borbidge government, chief whip in the Newman government as well. Mr. Johnson received an Order of Australia medal in 2020 for his work in regional and remote communities. And as drought commissioner, there'll be listeners to this program who will hark back to what was happening. Well, what started actually back in, 2002? The Labor government decided that, the alcohol issue in the communities has to be addressed. How do we address that? We'll just turn the tap off. That'll work. And people, including Indigenous people, ring in this program saying they've got rocks in their heads. Don't they realise the crime problem that exists in the communities, largely driven by alcohol? Once the tap is turned off, the alcohol won't be available. Those badly behaved people so reliant on access to alcohol, the heavy drinkers, if you like, will head off to Mareeba and Cairns and Townsville. And they did in droves, and then the families followed, and look what's happening now. So it was an unwise decision. Any number of people were saying, address the alcohol problem in the communities. Now, when we started having, we had a series of public meetings over several years on matters to do with the explosion of crime in our city. And who came up to address one of those absolutely packed meetings over at the showgrounds in Dajale? There were people hanging from the rafters. It was this gentleman, Vaughan Johnson, and as soon as he stepped onto the stage, there was silence, and he just captured with his concern, with his goodwill for the people. He just loved people in regional Queensland because he knew they were getting almost invariably a bad time, and at that stage it couldn't have been worse. So he was just magnificent. And he stayed in touch on that particular matter and other matters on this talkback program over quite some time. Of course, he had strong views on roads as well. He had a very, very, a pervasive interest in what was happening at the Quade Road. Ultimately, to his credit, he was very honest and said, look, it's a wonderful idea what people are putting, but the fact of the matter is the foundations just aren't solid enough to make that access route available to the general public. Even in times of emergency at that stage, he said it would have been too expensive to upgrade it. Look, there's a lot of history when it comes to Vaughan Johnson and North Queensland. I've just put a call through to the former member for Cairns and then Assistant Minister for Tourism, Gavin King, who knew Vaughan Johnson particularly well during his time serving Parliament House in Brisbane. Gavin, good morning. Dreadfully sad news today.
A huge shock, John. I was the same as you. Vaughan was one of those. He seemed bulletproof.
Yes,
he was so, tough as nails is a cliche, but I think it was invented back in the day to describe Vaughan Johnson.
Yeah,
and so to hear that news, he was ageless as well to an extent. Just so tough and resilient. So it was just a huge shock, mate. Absolutely huge shock.
You talk about him being bulletproof. Do you remember the handshake? I don't remember ever. It clamped onto your hand, and it was just like it was like steel, wasn't it?
Well, that was one of the first things I was going to talk about. John, was his handshake. And, if you can tell a lot about a person by their handshake, some people have a wet lettuce leaf sort of handshake. Well, Vaughan was the absolute opposite. And I think that said a bit about his character. It was a bone breaker. It was an absolute bone breaker. And the handshake, but that just reflected who he was and his character. And, I've had a few calls with, we were first-time MPs, obviously, in 2012. And a lot of, I was reflecting before I chat to you, John. I mean, I was 32, 33 when I was elected. So, you know, pretty young and a bit dumb. To have someone like Vaughan Johnson there as a mentor and just a grounding force, made absolutely unbelievable. And he could talk to anyone. Obviously, you know, his home was in the bush in the outback.
Yes.
But he could talk to absolutely anyone. And what a force of nature. What a human being. And 20, as you said in your intro, 25 years in Parliament.
Yeah.
That's a third of his life, a third of his life dedicated to public service in the Parliament. Extraordinary.
I never met a more down-to-earth parliamentarian, did you? I wondered how he could be so approachable. I mean, one of the points made was, you know, he'd walk into a room, he was never a stranger, people knew of him, but by the end of the time in the room with dozens and dozens of people, by the end of the time in the room, he'd met, if not all of them, nearly all of them, and would be on first-name terms. How did he do that? How could he be so effectively and affectionately down-to-earth?
Yeah, I think it was just his honesty. I mean, he was just, a spade was a spade, and there was just no hint of spin, no hint of ego even, really. Mm. So I think, I mean, I don't think it overstates it to say that we have lost one of the last of the greats in terms of a politician, because he didn't come across like a politician. Mm. And that's no doubt why he was so popular in his electorate and across the state. As you said, he was re-elected time and time again, unassailable, you know, unassailable at the polls. And that's obviously because he did not come across like a politician.
Yeah.
I mean, the word spin, you know, he would have kicked that for miles, because there was no such thing as spin with Vaughan Johnson, that's for sure.
Very, very sad news. I appreciate your contribution this morning, Gavin. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, very sad indeed. I think a lot of people who were attending those meetings back there in the early 2000s will have very fond memories of the contribution made to fundamentally addressing our concerns on crime in our city. So, vale to Vaughan Johnson, the former member for Gregory and former Queensland Minister.